this is Jim Champy, and I've just completed a book called Outsmart that really speaks to how some companies are doing what other companies can't. I'm a strong believer that there's really not a lot to invent and to change about the nature of management. Management and management principles have been the same since Peter Drucker wrote his most important book called Management in the early 1950s. Not that we don't need to adapt management to new business principles, but what's really new and exciting are how companies have changed their business models. In Outsmart, I've looked at over 1,000 companies that I believe are doing work differently, but I've tried to find those that are truly unique in how they're changing their business models. And I certainly looked to see whether there was anything that they consistently were doing, whether there were any consistent management techniques or approaches to business. There were things that these companies shared, and I'll point those out to you in a moment. But I couldn't find, and in fact, I don't believe that there is a single set of behaviors that will guarantee success and double-digit growth to all companies. The use of these behaviors is very contextual. That is, it really depends on the condition of the business, the style of the management team, the opportunities and condition of an industry. But these are things that I did find consistently in the companies that I examined and looked at for Outsmart. These are what I call the smart companies. And I contrast them in the book to companies that I call the incumbent companies, companies that have been in business for many years and really have adopted a very traditional way of operating, a very traditional way of thinking of their business. First, I found that all smart companies really have a certain quality of ambition. An ambition for significant growth, double-digit growth, maybe even doubling or tripling in size year to year. Of course, that's possible when you're an emerging company and a younger company. Not quite as possible, certainly, when you're a large, established company. But these smart companies had a quality of ambition about growth that other incumbent companies simply didn't have. Secondly, in smart companies, intuition reigns. That is, the executives and managers of these companies really depended on that intuition, their ability to sense what was going on in the industry, their ability to sense what a market or a customer or prospect really needed. Not that analysis wasn't present, and certainly as these companies developed, they became more analytical or somewhat more analytical in making decisions, but intuition always reigned, and making the right decision at the moment of truth was critically important. Focus prevailed. These companies were very focused on their markets and on customers. They never got distracted by looking at competitors. They knew that inventing themselves or reinventing themselves required a strong focus on the customers whose problems and issues they wanted to solve. And there was no distraction. Incumbent companies, on the other hand, that are looking for significant growth often get distracted and move into businesses and opportunities that they don't understand and therefore don't succeed in. But in smart companies, focus prevails. Customers also rule. There's really an understanding that what they do must be driven from the customer need. Again, not from any other need, not from any internal point of view, but from the customer need. Smart companies operate in a very calm way. They see risk as something that they must just simply deal with naturally. They're not really intimidated by risk. They don't think about actually risking or losing their business. They simply do what's right and do it calmly. Innovation lives in these companies. Innovation actually is part of a culture. It's not part of a process. Incumbent companies often build processes and, in fact, focus on processes to try to drive innovation. And I'm not suggesting that incumbent companies shouldn't do this. Maybe one of the few ways that they can get innovation working. But innovation doesn't work consistently in a company until it becomes part of the company's culture. That's what smart companies do. And in smart companies, culture really drives. Culture determines behaviors. There are few rules and few controls. And there's a recognition that it's culture that ultimately determines behavior, not the rules or controls that incumbent companies often put in place. And finally, everyone plays, particularly in issues of strategy. Strategy simply doesn't come tops down in these smart companies. Strategy is not an overly intellectualized process. It's a process in which everyone in the company contributes and can contribute. And in many, many of these smart companies, in fact, there are techniques and processes that have been set up to make sure ideas are captured and that everyone contributes. So in smart companies, ambition matters, intuition reigns, focus prevails, customers rule, calm enables, innovation lives, culture drives, and everyone gets to play. That's what Outsmart is about.